sisters and brothers, thoughts to be sorted. They are a bit random and will likely be replaced by others. I wrote, this was earlier this week. And where my thinking has been with this notion of the transition from a class system, thousands and thousands of years of class, my thoughts have been with what is needed, what is involved in the project, our project of decommissioning the global system, which does not mean chaos, but the blossoming of the people's cooperation at long last, and hallelujah. In waking up, I argued that we have to prepare now for the manufactured crises they will inevitably throw at us and have been already, once enough of us are waking up. This is even more true to the degree we nullify their agent provocateur strategy, which we do minimally by letting our goal lead, which should sort them out of our organizing efforts and into the community from there to snipe at us. Letting our goal lead means keeping our eyes on the prize of human beings freed globally, freed from the compulsions of necessity, and it is very possible now, has been for some time, and from all forms of coercion in the global society of our making, and by employing the principle of utility, by asking of everything we do, how does this lead to our goal of global freedom? We must ask ourselves not just how we nullify a strategy of agent infiltration, infiltration of and implementation of invented, staged movements. For example, at this point in the development of our understanding, any fix-the-state-based movement must be seen not just as an ill-informed strategy, but as a conscious attempt to either Pied Piper our resistance down fruitless paths or turn public opinion against the very notion of resistance. For instance, this was the quotation of the January, this was the quotation of the day from 15-year-old tearful Ashley in the New York Times of January 13, 2016, about an armed occupation in Oregon. Quote, I just want them to go home so that I can feel safe.